and welcome to Marooned at MacBytes headquarters. Day 236. How is everybody? It's Friday!
And Johnny, you've lulled us into a false sense of security.
Oh, look at him.
Unless it's not Johnny.
Oh, no, it's going to be Johnny, that.
Well, Johnny said he was going for a walk, and he'd already congratulated Simon on winning. Then he appears in the chat.
Yeah, he's very clever, isn't he? He's very, very clever.
I think it's somebody else.
Anyway, yeah. Anthony was first.
It was fake, Johnny.
No, Mike, look. Anthony was first.
Oh, he was, yeah.
You see, there you're talking about Johnny. No, Anthony. Well done, first time. Oh, we love that. Jonathan just thought he was first in. But according to the adjudicator, no.
No, Simon tried to get Johnny in first. But what Simon didn't
know was fake, Johnny.
Was that Johnny had already posted to Slack to send his apologies.
Do you know what? That makes it doubly bad, and I think Jonathan should be docked a point for cheating. And Kim's in.
I think
so she can agree with that.
I think they've colluded.
But anyway, Anthony was first. Thank you. Hello, Anthony.
Oh,
hello,
Simon
Johnny.
Tried to get him in, right. Yes. Oh, there's more to the thread, is there?
Lots more.
All right. Oh, there we go.
Hello, Paul. How is it down there? Got any more cases yet? We've got plenty if you'd like some.
Right.
Hello, Kim. Hello, Deb.
I've now seen the thread, Simon. I was too busy doing something else. All will be revealed in a second.
I think you should just tell them, because I've had to listen to a running commentary of a desperate man and a supermarket trolley.
I'm doing the shopping. Now, I put stuff
in. He's not. He's trying to do the shopping.
I put stuff into the Tesco's basket a couple of days ago. I did a couple of weeks ago. I put some water in. You see, what you put in the basket, there's no guarantee they'll have it anyway. So I was putting stuff in. And there's stuff that wasn't available the other day. I think it was rice noodles that apparently is now available. So I get to, where did I get to? I got to the radishes. And I'd already put one pack of radish in. And it now says quantity can no longer be increased. So there's a worldwide shortage of radishes.
Radishes in November. What are they doing with them?
I don't know, but we're putting them in the salad. I used to grow radishes.
Well, maybe we'll end up going back to that.
When I was a kid, I got radish seed, Womble radish seeds for Christmas from my next door neighbour, who was a keen gardener. And then he showed me how to grow them.
Yeah, if we want them for the salad next week, we might need to get a wiggle on with that. It's the things that aren't available that make me laugh. Don't panic buy, they say. And the next minute, Asda have got no water. No water to be had, and they're limiting radish. And that was nothing to the language that Mike used when I said, could you just get me a packet of painkillers? They started watching his basket. It was like the old, what they called, the ones in Russia, the Russian Secret Service. He put one thing in the basket and they started complaining about something else.
Yeah, if you put two ibuprofens into the basket, then you can't put...
Any radish in?
Well, I don't know. Maybe that's the problem. No, you can't put any more ibuprofens or painkillers...
Aspirins or paracetamol.
Of any description.
Yep.
So, you know, it goes on about unique items. They're not unique items. Not if they're different brands with different product codes.
The thing is, for this to make any sense, you need to go back in time, don't you? When we moved in this house, so I'm not talking when I was a baby, all right? When I was probably about 20, my dad would say to Mum, you know, she'd say anything you want on the shopping list, and my dad would say, can you get me some paracetamol? He had a very physical job, and every now and then he'd like jar his back shifting potatoes and stuff. So she said, a big bottle or a small one, he'd say a big bottle. There were 100 paracetamol in these bottles, and you could buy as many as you liked, although she did tend to limit herself to one. Now, if you want more than 16 paracetamol, there's an inquisition.
There is.
And I know it's so people don't just whip in and get a bottle of pills and top themselves, but to be honest, trying to buy three packets of ibuprofen I wasn't suicidal before I started, but by the time I finished. So we've decided every order is going to get two packets of ibuprofen added to it. Oh, for crying out loud.
Is it a narcotic?
Ibuprofen, it's a painkiller, but I don't think it's any stronger than aspirin or paracetamol.
No, but it's, I mean, if you actually, in the days before we'd stopped going to shops, and I would actually go...
Oh, there's the fireworks. So, yes, they're still going on.
I would actually go to, you know, Tesco's or anywhere, and I'd get about half a dozen packets of painkillers, and it would be, you can only put two through. And so what I'd do is I'd say, well, can I come back in half an hour?
You'd be awkward, you would.
I would be. I mean, sometimes you would come with me to the shops and we get like two each.
Yeah, we just pretended we didn't know each other. Yeah. Who's him? I don't know him. Usually they weren't painkillers, they were cold and flu tablets.
True.
And every Christmas we would get colds and flu because we're going to church. I mean, for crying out loud, we're sharing a wine cup with 200 people.
And hymn books.
And hymn books, yeah. Kind of things you don't think about. Handing out Eucharist. So every year we would get some kind of sniffles. And that's why we're buying these cold and flu tablets. I don't suppose we need many cold and flu tablets this year. If one or other of us gets a cold, there will be an inquisition as to where it came from.
But anyway, sorry, go on.
They are saving you from yourselves. But the thing is, they become tin pot dictators. And, you know, you've got supermarket staff saying, do you really need two? Like, who are you to ask me what I need when I'm in here? I mean, then we're back to the peas, aren't we?
Yes.
You like the peas, don't you? I complained about her. Then there was the one who said we liked our liver. She got her expectations realigned, didn't she?
Anyway, changing the subject totally.
And back to radishes?
No, nothing to radishes. Oh. To work.
Ugh. Oh, poor Dusty. Dusty's hiding under the desk. I've got a fabulous picture of Lola, haven't I? I'm going to have to put it in tonight's show. This was Lola relaxing. Anyway, carry on.
I had my quarterly review today.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Now, we talked about reviews and stuff, didn't we, the other week?
How pathetic they are.
Yeah, how pathetic they are, yeah. So I had my quarterly review. So they're now changing how they do things. So instead of having an end of year review and getting marked between 1 to 5, it's all to do with feedback and feed forward.
You are?
Feedback and feed forward.
Can you tell them that your working conditions are absolutely shocking and you need 20 grand spending on it? Thank you.
No, because then they'll make me go in.
Oh.
Now, AZ have... they call it values and behaviours. Now, this isn't private because you can actually find this online. It's a public document.
Just to get the full picture here, my eyes are in mega rolling mode at this stage.
I'm
but
sure
carry
you
on.
Are. No, no, no. This is funny. This is actually funny. So one of the values is called we play to win. Right. So I'm saying to my boss today in this meeting, I said, I struggle trying to work out how I can, not justify, I'm not sure justify is the right word, how I can associate what I do with something like that. Because for each one of these values, you're supposed to say, this is what I've done during the last 3 months to, you know, hit that thing. So I said nobody plays to lose apart from my football team. And the other one that is actually funny and relevant to COVID is another value from AZ is we follow the science.
I'm saying nothing. If so I said anything, I'd be locked up.
I said I was very tempted to put Boris says stay at home, which I have done, because the government follow the science.
There are no words. There are no words.
Aren't you glad that you work for yourself?
Oh, yeah. And you know, I should actually instigate, shouldn't I? A kind of quarterly review for myself. And reward myself.
Yeah.
Hey! If we looked at number of hours of content this year, oh, be on for an amazing. Who's paying for this?
I think AZ follow the dollars as well, Kim.
Totally agree. They're not in it for nothing, are they? I do think play to win is a bit dodgy.
Well, I'll read you.
Because it's got connotations of it being a game, which I don't particularly think is good.
We follow the science. We put patients first. We play to win. We do the right thing. And we are entrepreneurial.
It's like it's been put together by a group of 9-year-olds, isn't it? I've got no time for this myself. Have they cured cancer yet? You see, if I went in to do the appraisals, there'd be none of this playing to win and we improved this and we did that. It'd be, have you cured cancer yet? No. Well, you're not getting a bonus until you do. Now go away.
Sounds like Apprentice. Yeah, it does.
It does. It sounds pathetically dodgy, but that's probably just me. I'm a little bit literal, aren't I?
I'm glad you're all with me on this because, like I say, you know, I have to say what I've done in the last quarter to, you know, to tick the box against each one of these, and I struggle.
Do you know what I would find absolutely fascinating? If you came up with a cure for cancer, then you would have exceeded your expectations.
True.
Is the moss still there, with nobody looking at it?
Probably.
It was an adornment they added that I thought was decidedly on the dodgy side.
It was a huge wall. It was a wall of one of the buildings. On the inside, they had this huge wall. It must have been, I've no idea, 20, 30, 40 feet, something like that.
It was massive.
And it was just full of moss, green moss.
It was all mounted properly, wasn't it, in like a plastic tray, etc.
And it cost £250,000 or something.
Yes. So Mike came home and said, look, I've taken a picture of this. Doesn't it look amazing? Blah, blah, blah. And I said, does it cure cancer? He said, no. I said, no, I'm not impressed then. Like I say, I'm a smidgen literal on that. What a waste of money. I mean, yeah. No, you haven't even got staff in there at the moment looking at it, much less anybody else.
There's a few people in there.
And are they sitting there on chairs opposite the thing, admiring it?
I doubt it.
Funny that. So I said when you spent money on it. Oh, I have no patience, do I? None whatsoever.
No.
But there again.
Oh,
Oh, what?
Quantity can be no longer be increased.
What's this on?
Celery.
Worldwide shortage of celery. Have you noticed this is coinciding with what I'm beginning to call insane November? And we're only, what, 6 days into it? No, 5 days. No, 6 days. I was right. Six. Fireworks are still going on. Can you hear them? Not as bad as last night, actually. So I'm quite impressed so far. I think on a Friday it'll be later, though. So I think they'll save all the interruptions for after hours. That would be my best guess. I have had the news on all day until I got depressed and then I put the pandas on. Oh, found this fabulous panda video. He wanted a hug from his panda nanny. I thought, don't we all? Can I have a panda nanny?
You want a panda nanny?
Well, no, I want an Elaine nanny. Somebody to look after my every whim. Oh, that's you, isn't it?
Do I look after your every whim?
Have you noticed how quiet he went then? Oh, this is going to be a fabulous photo of Lola.
I'll put radishes in the basket for you.
Oh, thank you very much. Greater love hath no man than putting the radish in. That doesn't mean you're going to get radish, does it?
No.
Not the way
doesn't.
This is going.
Leeks.
I don't think we're going to get much this week. I mean, it's the first full week in lockdown, isn't it? So people are going to want deliveries.
Leeks.
So I think they'll be missing quite a bit this week. But I'm quite happy to be proved wrong. I won't be proved wrong, but I'm quite happy to be proved wrong. Oh, you guys are going to love this picture. What does she look like? I will put it on the slides. I do not need the slides to crash either. Definitely
can
do
I have
not
two
need
leaks?
That.
Yes, I can.
That could be interpreted different ways, Mike.
It could. Like, can I have a pee, please, Bob?
Yes, don't do that. Oh, doesn't she look totally adorable? Look at that.
Two counties in Oregon have voted to leave the state of Oregon and join the state of Idaho.
Is that possible? Oh, that's genius!
That's like a breakaway Super League, isn't it? Well, actually, it's Kim's version of Brexit.
Oh, yes, it is. How is that possible? You know, I mean, stranger things have happened.
Well, it's...
Look where Alaska is.
Is Oregon and Idaho next to each other? You know, can they just redraw the boundary line?
Do you know what surprises me as I've sat staring at that map of America for the last 25 years, it feels like? How straight the borders are. Whereas ours are all over the place, aren't they? So there's a possibility, you know.
They are next to each other. So they could just redraw the line, couldn't they?
But is that allowed? Has it ever happened? Has somewhere decided they don't want to be part of one state, so they'll move to another?
Well, they redrew the lines here.
But America, I like to think of America as far more sane than we are. But the way it's going, maybe not. Is it possible? Has it ever been done? This is what we need to know. Yeah, because we used to be part of Lancashire. Then we were part of Greater Manchester, but we're actually on the Cheshire border. So if you put Lancashire, Greater Manchester or Cheshire on a letter to us, it would probably get here.
Simon, you've been censored.
What's he put?
W-A-S-H-I-T. And all he gets is W-A-star-star-star-star.
Do you know these numbers haven't moved in 20 years? Well, that's what it feels like. Oh, no, they're still saying the same numbers. Nothing to see. Move along.
Right. I've put my leaks in.
I thought you were only allowed one leak.
Now I can get two.
Two leaks. See
if they do fennel.
Oh, now fennel's been a bit dodgy for a while.
No, all I can get is fennel seeds, fennel tea bags.
I can honestly say I don't really want soup made with fennel tea bags, if it's all the same with you. Mind you, is fennel fennel? You know, because if it is, you'd get away with that.
Right, I'll just dunk the tea bags in the soup then.
It's going to come to this, I'm telling you. It is going to come to this. The world has gone absolutely insane. There's only us guys left sane. You know, like one of those films, I'm not big on sci-fi films, but you know the kind of dystopian future things? I reckon we're there. I reckon this is it. Tell me what you think. And is it possible that you can redraw the state? I think it's fantastic that they want to.
Rice noodles. Oh. Yeah, you see, they weren't available the other day.
And now they are?
Yeah.
Conspiracy theory.
So when
on the
you
rice
say
noodles.
To me, get organised, put the shopping in the basket earlier in the week.
What can I say?
Right. Oh. Rice noodles. We like our rice noodles.
Poor Simon being censored. That actually happened in a Brooklyn's 196 and it was most unexpected when somebody requested What's New Pussycats. We were not expecting that. That set Stuart off, didn't it?
It did.
He was trying everything after that.
North Carolina and South Carolina switched borders, affecting 19 houses.
I wonder what they thought. Would that affect the value of the houses, Kim? Because something similar happened here, but it wasn't to do with the borders of it per se. London was London. And for years and years, London had an 01 phone number. So if you had a phone number that was 01, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, it was London. And then when the explosion in telecoms happened, where people wanted fax machines and internet lines, they had to split it. So they split it to the next three numbers, which was 071 and 081. And people were paying thousands to have an 071 number because 071 was central London. And if you were on the border, there was ructions that you did not want an 081 phone number. After that, they added a 1 to everything. So ours at the time was 061 and we became 0161. So they then changed these numbers to 0171 and 0181. And there's still ructions today over the, you know, it adds value to the tune of about £5,000 to £8,000 to a house that it has an 0171 number, which I don't understand, because you can get one on Skype if you want. It's like £36. Hello, Tracy.
Tracy's making mushroom soup.
That sounds nice. Have you got any mushrooms?
Yeah, I have.
Oh, well done.
Stuart is fine. I saw Stuart last night at the meeting. Stuart has a clangers background on Zoom. And if you don't know what the clangers is...
Oh, the clangers were
go
fabulous.
Go and watch that episode of the clangers.
My favourite TV show as a kid, the clangers. My mother loathed them. Oh, and that fits in nicely with the mushroom soup because there was the soup dragon.
Oh, yeah.
In this, in the clangers, there was clangers. And that's how they sounded. And then there was the soup dragon. What sound did the soup dragon make?
I don't know.
Wasn't it just like...
I think you're right.
Yes. So that was my life as a child. It's a wonder I turned out so well. Parts of one of the eastern states want to celebrate in their own state. Oh, create their own state. But it has not enough support. Illinois has wanted to separate into two parts for many years. This is all weird. We have no idea about this. Cornwall's always going on about being a separate country. They've got a point, Simon. I mean, I actually feel so quite sorry for the Southwest in the midst of this COVID thing, because they've kept their rates really low. And all anybody else, anywhere else in the country is saying, can I go to Cornwall on holiday? And Cornwall are like, no. And given the shape of Cornwall, you could actually stop people on the way in, which is pretty much what they're doing. Like the woman with the horse. Who travelled 320 miles to go to Wales to visit a horse when Wales are in a full lockdown.
There you go. Tracy's caught up with the sound of the soup dragon.
Fergal Google. It was a fantastic show. You couldn't understand a word they were saying, and yet you sat and you watched it and you knew exactly what was going on. Think of it as politics. Couldn't understand a word, but you knew what was going on. Oh... Dear, dear me. Do you know who's been the voice of reason in the midst of all this on the BBC News?
Oh.
Gary O'Donoghue. He's a really good commentator. He's outside the White House. In fact, he looks like he stood in the garden. But he must have somebody with him because he's actually blind. And he does a brilliant job. No matter what question they throw at him, he doesn't have to refer to his notes. He is fantastic. And he's still there now. I don't know if he's been to sleep in the last week. I thought the soup dragon did make a noise. Mike, get a clip of the soup dragon. It's got to be done. All the money goes to Seattle. Oh, yeah, that we do have a north-south divide here in the entire country. The northerners think that the southerners are soft southerners. And the southerners don't like the north.
Major Clanger. He's had a very hard day. What he needs is a mug of soup. Small Clanger will fetch it. And Tiny Clanger wants to come too. Small Clanger and Tiny Clanger are going to the soup wells to find the soup dragon and ask her for some soup.
Oh, the soup dragon's a lady.
A lady?
A lady. Wendy. She's got a soup pipe. Is she going to say anything?
Well, here are the soup wells, but where is the soup dragon?
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, you're right. Spot on, Tracy. Oh. Simon's favourite was the metal chicken. I'd forgotten the metal chicken. No, I just love the clangers. You know, that you like a recorder that you would have as a child to play. Well, you used to be able to get them in a packet of two. There was a recorder, and I don't know what the technical term is for the other thing, like a whistle. And you would blow into it and you would move this thing up and down like a trombone and it would make that noise. And my mum loathed it, but she knew it was my favourite programme.
That's the link you want, Kim, if you want to see the soup dragon.
Oh, you've got to see it. You've got to see the soup dragon. and the Clangers. That was my favourite cartoon as a child. My mother would much have preferred that I watch Rupert. And while Rupert was good, not a patch on the Clangers. The Clangers are so good, they've redone them.
Anthony's just been watching the same YouTube video.
Oh, it's got to be done. It's got to be done.
And all because Kim asked how Stuart was.
Oh, a Swanee with... Oh, I'm going to need one. Do you know, that would be great.
I shall tell Stuart what an impact he had.
Yes. I'm thinking, Simon, I need to get one of those from Amazon, don't I? And then when the kids next door start with their damn drums, like last year, and one of them's taken up the trumpet, I can do the same with a whistle. Oh, let me have a look. The one I had... mine must have been a professional one. The one I had's more like the £23.50 one would be, wouldn't it? Oh, gosh. Oh, I might have to do this for Christmas, Mike. Oh, was it more like that one? No, it was more like that one. Right, I'm going to post back the link, Simon, that looks very similar to the one I had as a child. But it came in a pack of two with a recorder. Little plastic recorder, but it's more like that one. Oh, the things that the noises I could make with these. Oh, yes. Oh, Simon, you're a genius. I'm definitely going to have one of those for Christmas, Mike. Only three left in stock, and now we're going to cause a rush for them. There's a duck whistle there as well. Leave it alone. Walk away, woman. Oh, Anthony's favourite was Bagpuss.
I like Bagpuss.
I must admit, I wasn't a huge... I watched it. I like Bookends. And wasn't the Mr. Somebody the Owl? It was the Owl. I didn't like the Owl. Oh, you know my other favourite one? You should. Mr. Ben!
Yeah.
I did not like the shopkeeper. He always turned up when they were having fun.
Owl, that's the Owl.
Yeah.
Yeah, everyone says it looks like Arsene Wenger.
That one at the end there.
Yeah.
It does. Professor Yaffle, that's the one. No, it wasn't my favourite, but I did watch it. Wasn't the narrator the same? Oh, I think they were. Are the Clangers anteaters? They could well be, Kim. They're basically knitted toys. I think they just sort of... We'll just keep knitting till we run out of wool. They do look like anteaters, though, you're quite right. Oh, but you know, you see the things that came on after that, like the Teletubbies. And they didn't... No. There's no imagination with the Teletubbies, I didn't think.
Yeah, it was, Tracy, it was Oliver Postgate. He was the narrator of both.
Wasn't he in... Kavanagh Cusey. Didn't he play Head of Chambers in Kavanagh Cusey? Or am I getting very confused?
I don't know. Oliver Postgate? He died in 2008. Wasn't Kavanagh Cusey after that?
No, it wasn't him. He does have a look of somebody, though. He definitely has a look of somebody. Was he in anything else? Or did he just do VOs? Life in small film, it says.
Yeah, small films.
Oh, the Clangers. Oh, I've got pictures of the Clangers now. I'm happy, bunny. Oh, there's a Daniel Postgate here. Is that his son? I wonder if he owned the... Andy wrote books.
The Clangers are knitted space wombles.
Space wombles. I think he might have owned it. Is small films his business?
Could be, couldn't it?
Yeah. Oh, and he's got a blue plaque as well. He has a blue plaque, which is English Heritage, with some Clangers underneath it. Oh, wow. I am loving that. Good grief. He lived in the same house all his life, by the look of it. Oh, that's amazing. That artwork is absolutely fabulous. Let's get this uploaded. Where are you, Toddle? I didn't know he did Ivor the Engine because I never listened to that.
Ivor the Engine.
No, I didn't do Noggin the Nog either.
I didn't do Nog. I've never heard of Noggin the Nog.
I've heard of Noggin the Nog, but no, never did it. Oh, this is fabulous, isn't it? What are we like big, soft kids? What else did you like as a child?
The Wombles.
Oh, Mike particularly like the Wombles. Do you know the one I never understood? That I literally thought was stupid, and I must have been about six, and it was still beneath me at six. Rhubarb and Custard.
Yeah.
Wasn't it just a cat that used to chase something?
Yeah. And Hector's House.
Oh, I did see Hector's House.
Zaza and Kiki.
I somehow missed Fraggle Rock as well.
Oh, I missed Fraggle Rock.
I did watch the Magic Roundabout, though. Oh, and Trumpton. Trumpton and Camberwick Green. This is my childhood. This was fabulous.
What kids' programmes do they have in the States?
Sesame Street.
Oh, yeah.
Sesame Street. I used to love The Count and Grover.
Brought to you by the letters H and Q and the numbers 2, 3 and 6.
Oh, nicely done, Mike. Unless you're talking about the news, which is brought to you by the letters F and O. Sorry. They are... do you know, I swear this woman has not slept since Sunday. She's still there. Every time I turn on, she's there. Oh, I tell you what did happen today. You would have loved this in the States. Actually, it probably caused a riot. We've got this board on the BBC. And it's got all the states on it. And some are red and some are blue and some are grey. And because nothing's happening officially, they keep postulating with the grey bits. Did you see it, Simon? Absolutely fabulous, this. She starts saying, if X wins this, and I think at this stage, she was giving some states to Biden. So she said, if Biden wins this, and she says, I'm going to get my blue pencil, and it's a big whiteboard thing, an interactive whiteboard thing. It's not worked all the while they've been doing it. So she taps the blue pencil. And then she taps Pennsylvania and that shoots up, you know. The only thing was it went the wrong way, it went red. Even though she'd pressed the blue bit. And I'm thinking to myself, maybe this is what Trump's complaining about. Every time she pressed one, it went the other way. And I thought, you've got your wires crossed there, love. Anyway, they all went back to where they were. And I thought, will you just stop guessing? But every time she touches this board, there's a calamity. And it's not just her. The guy actually on the night was trying to work this board. You know, like the footballers?
Yeah.
And it all goes wrong. Why don't they just make them sit down and read the actual news again? That would be much better. Oh, Kim didn't watch too much TV as a kid. I probably watched more as a child than I do now. By a mile, I would have thought. I'll tell you what programme I enjoyed, and it was probably meant for adults, but I absolutely loved it. And it was one of these programmes that it was on, and I think it was on, I was probably under one, and I had no recollection of it. And it was one of the things they kind of put on one afternoon when I was about five or six. Randall and Hopkirk Deceased. I absolutely loved it. I love the kind of comedy element of it. It was about a private eye who had been murdered in the first episode of the series, but didn't make it to the afterlife and was trapped. And only his partner in this detective agency could see him. And he spent his whole time in a white suit. And the actor always said this white suit was a nightmare because between takes he couldn't sit down. He just had to stand there and be wrapped in plastic in this white suit. But I just loved it. I thought that was a fantastic series. So Anthony used to love watching the school's programmes in the morning. I didn't really. And the one that I absolutely loathed, which is interesting because none of you have mentioned this as something that you watched, Play School. I could not be doing with Play School. Do you remember Hamble the doll?
Yeah, I watched Play School.
Wasn't the was it Humpty?
Yeah, Humpty.
Hamble. Jemima.
Yeah.
That's all I remember, because I hardly ever saw it.
Gonna have to Google it. Play School.
Reeves and Mortimer characters. Did redo it, and I must admit, I wasn't
Big
as keen
Ted and
on
Little
that.
Ted.
Oh, of course, Big Ted and Little Ted. That wouldn't be allowed these days. It'd be medium-sized Ted. And Watsit was in it, though, and she was good. Amelia Fox, before she went to Silent Witness. In fact, weren't they engaged at the time? She got engaged to Vic Reeves. But I didn't think that was quite the original. It didn't have the kind of innocence of the original. But it was good that they remade it. It was like saying, you know, this is a good series. And it was. It was fantastic. Loved it. Another one I liked was The Champions. And my mum absolutely adored that. What I found funny about it was there was a guy in it. Oh, what was his name? Is it Richard? Need to find the champions. One was Damon, wasn't it? Damon something. Here we go. Who was in it? Alexandra Bastido, Stuart Damon, and William Gaunt. And William Gaunt in it amazed me, because William Gaunt went on to be like a real comic actor, and he was in another series on the BBC at the time that they put the repeats on, and he played a really, really grumpy dad in it. Good grief, is he still alive? He's 83. He looked about 83 about 20 years ago. What was that? What on earth was that TV show that he was in? Because I thought it was very well written. No Place Like Home. I thought it was very well written. And then my mum said, oh, you've got to watch this series. And again, it came on in like the afternoons. It was about 2 o'clock-ish in the afternoons. Oh, it was brilliant. There was only one series of it. There was 30 episodes, but it was absolutely amazing. I didn't hear that much of Jack and Ori. The people who could communicate with their minds, that's the ones. They were involved in an air crash, and they were like found in the snow. The sets were shocking. And they were healed by these undiscovered people, as it were. And they could then read each other's minds. But it was such a good series. And the people that were in the series were amazing. They all pretty much became household names in other regards. One was, there was one episode, and again, the set was shocking, but it was something to do with a pack of dogs out in the snow. And it was the one in Sherlock Holmes. It was the 80s one in Sherlock Holmes. I can see his face. Oh, it's going to bother me. Edward Hardwick, the one with Edward Hardwick. Not the new Sherlock Holmes, the old Sherlock Holmes. The one I thought was Sherlock Holmes, I'll be honest with you. Although I did like Basil Rathbone. Jeremy Brett. I thought he was fantastic, and he was in one episode of The Champions, and I think he was in one episode of the other one as well, Randall and Hopkirk Deceased. Mind you, I mean, I know Sherlock Holmes has been done a million times. Let's see if he was internet movie database. God, he was a good actor and a really nice guy. They recorded Sherlock Holmes, the 1980s version of Sherlock Holmes in Manchester. And I remember writing him a letter and asking for an autograph photograph. He was so sweet with his reply. He actually wrote a reply on the back of the photo. Really, really nice guy. Right,
wasn't
let's have
Grange
a look.
Hill filmed at your college?
It was, yeah.
Yeah.
I went down.
Just mentioned it.
I went down to my college to sign it on, and they gave me a tour of it. And I'm just walking around thinking, you know, this just seems so familiar. And it was the very, very early editions of Grange Hill. If you remember, Roland. So we're talking like very early, and it was like an old style school, red brickwork, and you would come out and you would come down these stairs, and I'm stood at these stairs and I'm thinking, deja vu. And I'm literally looking around thinking, why do I know this place? And when we walked in through the door, we turned right up to the main corridor and it was identical. And I'm thinking, I've been here before. Just as the guy said, you might recognise it if you've ever watched Grange Hill. I'm like, that's it. Oh, I love that. Right, where are we? He died too young, you know. He was only 61 when he died. Never got over his wife dying. Right, let's go back. Were you in The Incredible Hulk? I didn't know he was in that. Oh, I'll have to dig all of these out. Late 60s it would be. The Champions, he was in one called Desert Journey. So that's one. Were you in Randall and Hopkirk? I think I must have misremembered. I don't see him in Randall and Hopkirk. Who on earth have I got in my mind from Randall and Hopkirk then? Oh, he was in The Baron. Anybody remember The Baron? I only again saw the repeats of that. Right. Good grief! He did Jack and Ori in 1976. And he was in The Medusa Touch. He was in a version of Rebecca and Heart to Heart. 3 mentions. I only see 2. Where's the other one? Come on. 2. No, he wasn't in Randall and Hopkirk Deceased. I have no idea who I'm thinking of then. But I love it when something comes on that he was in. He literally only lived 2 years past finishing Sherlock, which is shocking. 61. That's no age, because that's less than 10 years older than I am now. So I won't be having that. Grange Hill looked a bit like your secondary. I always thought with Grange Hill, it was weird that they never mentioned that it changed. Because this was like red brick, old style. Next minute, it's like a modern comprehensive. Children's ward. No, I never saw that. There was somebody in that who went on to have an acting career. Was she the one who used to go out with Deck from Ant and Deck? I think she was a twin.
Johnny's back.
Hello, Jonathan!
Johnny's too young to remember these programmes.
Literally the best thing about COVID is being marooned. It's the only good thing about COVID, we think.
Children's ward.
I do remember it. Oh, I know whose wife it was. That Kevin from Coronation Street. It was his wife. She played a nurse.
Sally, what's it?
No, not in the show, in real life. Only she left him when he was up before the beak. Oh. That one. I can't remember her name. I've got no idea.
Rita May. Nina Baden-Semper. Ross King. Tom Higgins. Chloe Newsom.
That rings a bell.
She was Vicky McDonald. She was in Corrie. Jilly Coman. No, it wasn't her, was it?
No. She died, didn't she?
Did she?
Or am I thinking of the other one?
Yes, she did.
I think she died very, very
she
young.
She died in 2010, aged 54. Chris Bisson was in Corrie as well.
Jeanette Beverley.
Ah.
There you go, Jeanette Beverley.
There's no link on here, so...
She left him. That was when he was up before the beak. He was found innocent. Or should I say not guilty? One or the other. All the very weird goings on, let's put it like that. But no, I never actually saw that. Probably Sammy the time Agardi. It was on.
Hmm? Sammy Agardi.
She was the one who found the body that the dog wanted. Say.
Yeah. Mayersfield.
Every time a body was found, it was and a man found this body while he was out walking with his dog. Well, Mayer went out with it with a passion and a purpose, didn't he? And he loved this park that was a little bit further away. So this particular day, Mike...
That's where I take Lola.
Don't tell Mayer that. This particular day, Mike decided to go the other way. Next day in the paper, somebody found a body of this park. And I said, Mayer will never forgive you for not going to that park on that day. But the girl that found the body was in a van, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And the van had been there a while, and they went to investigate the van and found this dead body in it. She is an actress, and she's actually in Coronation Street. So it was in the paper, doubly so, because one, there was a body next to the park, and she'd found it.
There you go, if anyone's interested.
Yeah, Mayer never got over it. Never got over it.
Samia Smith called 999 after discovering a body in the back of a van.
Daddy, I would have found it. Just imagine Mayer going up there like a bloodhound. Like a bloodhound.
They'd gone to investigate a dog's desperate barking from inside the van.
Mm.
The couple who were visiting Samia's family in Sale saw the body through the back window of the wrecked Vauxhall and dialed the police.
Yeah, she's had about 19 surnames. She started off as Samia Smith, and then she got married, then divorced, then got with another bloke, then got divorced again, and then another one. So I've lost track of her surname, but I know she's called Samia.
Yeah, I know a dog like that.
Oh, Lola's got 14 surnames. She has. Because her first mum had two, didn't she? And her mum had two, and we've got two. So there's literally half a dozen names. And then a kennel name as well, just like Mayer.
True.
He was Cool Carrera. Trelesca, Cool Carrera. A cool dog name. But to us, he was Mayer. Mayer Eric. So how did your walk go, Jonathan? Did you stumble across anybody? Is anybody setting fireworks off? It's much quieter tonight here than it was yesterday. But I'm not saying that too loud because they're probably all having their baked potatoes. And the second we sit down for after hours, they'll start. But so far, so good today. Last night, it never stopped, did it, till about 10 o'clock?
Mm.
It was bad news. Oh, in other bad news, every which way I try and get a camera on my computer to do an unboxing, it's not playing ball. I swear this was easier 20 years ago. The webcams are in such poor quality, it's diabolical. I have no idea why. I've made no changes. It's just not working. Then I switched to my phone, not having that either, just will not see it. I've tried it cabled, I've tried it Wi-Fi, we've rebooted the Wi-Fi, not having it. Just not having it. But we used to do it just with the phone, didn't we?
Mm.
Reflecting to the screen. It's not doing that either, because that app that I used to do that with, you can't flick the camera around anymore. I thought you could use the other camera. But the option's gone. So you can have gesture bindings. What are gesture bindings? Oh, never mind. You've got auto lock, reverse or night mode. But you used to be able to use the other camera. But now that's not working. I wonder if we could do it that way. Hang on. I've had an idea. Brace yourselves. What happened to the snazzy camera? Well, yes, Tracy, it's fine. It's next to me. What I haven't done is actually install all the drivers it needs to turn it into a webcam. So I need to do that. But I've just had an idea. If I could get that reflecting to the screen, that might work. I can't play with my toys until I've unboxed them. You see, the second option, where did that just go? The second option is to actually record it and then use that. But then you can't use that video anywhere else because then YouTube gets upset with it. So let's see if I can do that to there. Oh, there the fireworks go. Bless the little cotton socks. All right, is that the right way around? No, it's not. Right, let's flip it. Is it now the right way round? Did that actually flip anything? Aha! Right, I think I've got a possible solution-ish. Although why that isn't going full screen, I don't know. Right, what's that using? Air server. Right, let's have a look if that would work. There's a chance this might work. It's a bit ropey.
Kim calls Kiva all sorts of things.
Well, we know, don't we, with Tracy, it's Piddle Pooch, which is so cute.
Piddle Pooch and Lola Bear.
The Lola Bear. Well, Bear is her middle name, isn't it?
It is.
Yes. We've got some pictures of her as a baby that her first mum took. And it says underneath, my lovely Lola Bear. So she is officially Lola Bear. Yeah, not perfect, but I'm thinking that's usable, isn't it? Yeah. With a bit of light.
Yeah.
Can't get rid of that off the end, which you used to be able to, though.
Yeah.
I love updates. Note the sarcasm there.
Mm.
I love updates when they work, but clearly they don't. Only it's not coming out of it either. Oh, God's sake. Oh, what's happening? It's probably not a good idea to try it, but I might put it to a vote. Should we try this or not? Should we try for an unboxing or not?
Why not? I'll hold the camera.
Oh, no, I'll have to find everything. Maybe you could do an unboxing of your Christmas slide whistle. Oh, I'm going to get one of those for Christmas. I think that's a fabulous idea. You can use the camera that I bought as a webcam, but it needs special drivers. And I can't fathom why the rig that I set up that had two cameras on, which was what you needed, it's all complicated, but you needed it, was working fine. And then it wasn't. And I didn't change anything. But I think Mike and I are going to have to take some time and potentially switch all the software we use to do this, you know. Because I think the end result would be better, but it would probably freak us out while we try and do it.
Mm.
What we could do with is a break. Oh, that might frighten everybody. You do realise, don't you? Is it next week? Let's have a look at the dates. Possibly, well, it's between next week, which is Friday the 13th. How much worse could things get? It's between the 13th and the 20th, isn't it, where we did our... It's the Monday. Which week should we celebrate? It's our second birthday. It's After Hours' second birthday on the 16th, isn't it? He's gone totally blank,
no,
bless him.
I haven't gone totally blank. Yeah.
And the second show was on the 30th, which is a Monday again, which would be right. It would be 2 days off and a leap year. So, yes, it's Monday the 16th. That's officially our second birthday. The second birthday of After Hours. You don't think you can download another thing? Your iMac's running so slow. Tell me about it when I lost the internet. Couldn't do a thing.
No, I was reading a joke.
Were you?
Yes.
Right.
It was a bit political.
Don't walk away. Leave the politics alone.
Oh, it's probably all over Facebook.
Shall we let him tell his joke? Give me a yes or a no. Is anybody likely to get that offended?
No.
That blood is spilt?
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah, it was something. I've forgotten it now.
Oh, now he's forgotten the punchline, so never mind.
No, it was something like, why can't Trump go back in the White House? Because it's forbidden. Or for Biden.
Leave it alone, Mike.
It's very corny, isn't it?
It's shocking. Oh, don't. It goes from bad to worse. I'm sure we have, again, it's probably not a rule, you're not allowed to say anything. They can't say anything on election day. If you're a politician, you can't say anything on election day. There is no electioneering on election day.
Mm.
And if afterwards it goes to like 3 million multiple counts, I don't think they're allowed to say anything then either. And I think that's a rule that should exist globally. Nobody should be allowed to say a darn thing.
Johnny and Paul like my joke. It wasn't my joke. It was on WhatsApp or something.
I loved what I heard earlier, and I think this is a fabulous thought to leave you pondering. They were saying that even if Trump lost, it wouldn't be the end of it. because he's got Eric and Donald Jr. and Baron and Ivanka who could stand next time. I'm just going to leave you with that thought. Do you know what I thought was really bad about that?
What?
They left the other daughter out, Tiffany. I know she's like a socialite thing and not going to business school, but she got as much right to stand as anybody else.
I think we're alone now.
I'll just leave that with you as a more terrifying, potentially terrifying thought. Any of our politicians got kids you trust to stand?
No.
No, I was thinking that. The last one to be in the press was Cameron's daughter that he left at a pub when they went for a meal, forgot to take her home. Not even joking. And Blair's son, it was something to do with dodgy property dealings in Bristol.
And Mark Thatcher got lost in a desert.
Oh, God, yes, and Mark Thatcher got lost in it. Do you know who would have been fantastic? She reminds me of Princess Anne. Carol Thatcher.
Hmm.
She was so capable, and I think she got the brain, and Mark didn't, because they were twins, you know. She was very efficient, was Margaret Thatcher. Had two kids, wanted a boy and a girl, I'd have them as twins. Problem solved. Carol Thatcher was very down to earth and said it as it was. No airs and graces. Yeah, and I think Princess Anne's like that. She just says it as it is. She suffers fools very badly. That reminds me of me. I've just described myself, haven't I, Mike?
Yeah.
Anyway, we're going to head off. Oh, Kim likes my rule. You were coming home from work once and heard on the radio they declared the winner. So, like, why bother voting? That's what I mean. And I will admit, our news is just as bad as yours with this board that... Do you remember in the days you had a telephony board and you used to plug things in and out of it? Like that?
Yeah.
They've just got this board that doesn't work, that they just keep, you know, pointing to and making gestures about. And you're thinking, there'll be a recount. Why are you bothering? But it is a good rule because it keeps everybody strum. Nobody says a thing. And I think they're overanalyzing it. Just let them count the votes. Be done with it. Right. So we'll be back at 9. A Ouija board. Yes, a Ouija board would be more accurate, Kim, because this thing just doesn't work. I'm going to see if I can find the clip to show you, because it's so funny. She's not got a clue what she's doing, and she's pressing one thing and the board's doing another. It's about as accurate as Uncle Fester's light bulb. In fact, Uncle Fester's light bulb's probably more accurate. Well, as I say, we will be back with you at 9 o'clock. Always assuming I can get everything finished in the next hour. So for the moment, it's good night from me.
And good night from me.
And we'll both see you next time. Stay safe, guys.